Antlaa Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Antlaa Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. To entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our Gajins, to Shri Raghunandan Thakur, and Shri Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, whose Tirubhav Tithi we are observing today. So over the years, we've heard from the Vaishnavas, we've heard from Srila Gurudev about how glorious these two associates of Mahaprabhu were. Even in this last Sahasranam, the one by Chaitanya Das, Chiranjeev Sen, there are also so many names of Mahaprabhu are related to the Kandavasis. Narahari Sarkar, Mukunda Prabhu, and his son Raghunandan Thakur. This way, Mahaprabhu, he liked them so much. So beginning with Raghunandan Thakur, it is said that he was the son of Sri Mukunda Dutt. So this way, Mukunda, as we know, was a Rajvaidya. Rajvaidya is the royal physician. So during the olden days, the physicians were very powerful. Just by feeling your pulse, they could see how whether you were sick or whether you were healthy. In fact, some of the physicians were so strict, they would not even touch ladies. They would take one like very thin, like strand, like that they use for the brooms. They would take a very thin strand of that thing and they would touch it on the lady's wrist. They would not touch the lady themselves. And then by touching the wrist of the lady using that that thin strand, they could see what the problem of the lady was. So they were very pure also. They would never take any money also. No, like we hear like how, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami was like, when he honored this kheer given by Radha and Krishna, how he was, Rajavasis thought he was sick and they called the Vaidya. And when he came there, immediately he could see such and such symptoms. But actually, the Nityasiddhas, they cannot be known so easily. But still, Raghunath Das Goswami, he had the Vaidya realize this so that he could explain the glories of this Braj Seva to Radha and Krishna, to all the Brajavasis. So this way, the Vaidyas then, they're very pure-hearted. Even Gurudev, he gives an example that once there was a boy, he was eating so many sweets that he got boils all over his body. So then when his father took him to the Ayurvedic physician, the Vaidya, the Kaviraj, then immediately the Kaviraj told him, come back after 4 days. Don't come now. So then when he returned after 4 days, he said, don't eat sweets. This is all happening because of sweets. Avoid them. And immediately the boy, he avoided them and he became cured of his illness. So then the father asked him, why did you tell us to return after 4 days? Then he said, because I myself should follow what I'm saying. If I don't follow what I'm saying, then how can I instruct others? So they say this line was very pure. Therefore, even Swami Maharaj also, when he was departing from this world, he especially wanted these Vaidyas, these Kavirajas to treat him. So this way, Mukunda Prabhu, he was from this Vaidya family, Kaviraj family, where if you heard that Mukunda Prabhu and Murari Gupta was also Vaidya, they would not only cure a person of his illness, but they would cure a person of his bhavarog, means the this disease of conditioned existence, no, material existence. They would cure them of that illness. Like we hear that once there was a person who was a doctor. He came to Navadvip and he was staying there and he was treating many Dhamvasis. So he was taking a little money also for his maintenance. So then he told Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj that I'm trying to follow in the footsteps of Murari Gupta and Mukunda Prabhu, because they were also Vaidyas treating people. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, how can you compare yourself to them? They, not only did they cure one of this Bhavarog, but they gave them Krishna Prem also. Can you do any of that? Therefore, don't commit offenses to the Dham and Dhamvasis. You be very careful. Even when you're serving the Dhamvasis, don't try to do any business with them. So he chastised that doctor this way. The doctor, he came to his senses, and then after that, he performed however much seva he could to the Dhamvasis. So this way, in Srikhand, Mukunda Prabhu was such a Vaidya, such caliber. We heard that past time that when the Muslim king, this Nawab was a little sick, he was called for. And then when he was treating the king, there was a person who was fanning the king with the peacock feather, peacock, this chamar. Immediately he saw him, he saw this, and the spurti arose in his heart that this is Krishna's peacock feather. Why is the peacock feather so dear to the devotees? Because we see that the peacock feather is always bending to the left. Why? Because Srimati Radhika is on Krishna's left side. And if you look closely also at the peacock feather, it is said that Srimati Radhika's name is there. At least some symbol of her name is present on the peacock feather. So these peacock feathers are very dear to the devotees. Even the peacock feather, when Krishna has darshan of Srimati Radhika, it falls from his head onto the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So this way, when he saw this, immediately he was overcome by this bhav murcha. Murcha means complete unconsciousness. And then immediately he fell to the ground. But then he composed himself because he knew that there were many people there whose moods were not so proper. So therefore, anyhow, he composed himself. And the king himself understood that this was the reason that he fell. And he said, oh, you're such a pure devotee of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu himself spoke of this leela in Jagannath Puri. When all the Gaudamandal Vasis came, Mahaprabhu himself glorified Mukunda in front of everyone. He said, just look at his nishtha. Look at his service tendency. That just by seeing this peacock fan, he fell to the ground unconscious. And then we hear that Narari Sarkar also was a very beloved devotee of Shrikhand. He was the only one who could glorify Mahaprabhu as Bhagawan in front of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu would not say anything. If others would glorify, Mahaprabhu would become very upset. When he would glorify, Mahaprabhu would become very happy. He would not say anything. And also it is said that he trained so many of Mahaprabhu's associates in how to serve Mahaprabhu. So in this very respectable family, illustrious family, Raghunandan Thakur, he appeared. And then from his very childhood, he was drawn to the service of Mahaprabhu. Like we hear that Mahaprabhu, although he was a sannyasi, never had any children. From the spiritual perspective, he had three sons. Who were they? Kavikannapur, Jiva Goswami, and Raghunandan Thakur. These three personalities were like his sons. Because they were like small boys, and Mahaprabhu would treat them with so much love and affection. So it is said that as he was growing up, he would only be glorifying Mahaprabhu, nothing else. Never playing with the other boys, only absorbed in rendering his service to Mahaprabhu. And it said that once his father, he had to go to another place, so he told his son that you offer some bhoga to our Gopinath deity, something. And then when Raghunandan offered this, he saw that the deity was not eating this, no. So he was thinking, why are you not eating? Then he was weeping so much, rolling on the ground. So you're not eating. And then finally Gopinath, being controlled by his prem, he was bound to eat that offering. And then he honored it. And when he came to his mother, he said, Gopinath has eaten. His mother said, what are you saying? Where are the remnants? He said, he has eaten fully. The mother thought, what is this boy saying? Maybe some rat or cat has eaten. So then when the father returned, she told him everything. And then when the offering was being made again, Mukunda Prabhu, he was standing behind, looking. And as soon as Gopinath saw that his father was there, the laddu was half eaten and he stopped. He said, oh, your father is seeing me, so now I'm a little shy. So they say to this day, one can have darshan of the deity where the laddu is half eaten. Even Alarnath also we see how kheer was offered. Boy, he offered kheer. So it was so burning hot that even Alarnath, his finger was burnt. And his father would not believe him. But still his son had so much love for him. We see this way that even Achyutananda Prabhu also, Advaita Acharya's son, and he would offer with so much sincerity, love and affection, that he would become so happy, Mahaprabhu. Once he offered so many bananas to Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya had gone out someplace else, and Siddha Thakurani told him, offer these bananas to Mahaprabhu. And then when they were offered, Mahaprabhu ate everything. And then he said, no, I cannot dance so much because he's fed me so much. When they asked Achyutananda, he said, oh, what have you chanted? Oh, I've chanted this Gaur Gopal mantra. That's all. And I offered. And so Mahaprabhu was bound to eat everything this way. So he's called Bhavagrahi Janardana, or Prabhu. There are like so many leelas, how he performs pastimes in his deity form. It is said that even once, Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj's grandfather, he once told the pujari to offer like 1 kg bananas to Gopalji. And when the pujari offered it, his grandfather later saw Gopal had a cold. He had a running nose. He said, "Are you off at all?" He said, "Yes." And see, he has a cold now. Then immediately his grandfather went, made some medicine and offered it again. And Gopal was cured of his cold. They say they're always reciprocating in that form. Even in Guruvayur also, there's a nice story that is being told. There was one boy who was caught stealing from a shop. He was offering some food, some fruits to Guruvayur Krishna. And he got stealing. So then the shopkeeper was a devotee. So he said, "All right, punishment for you is you have to do one parikrama of this Guruvayur temple because you were caught stealing," because he was a devotee. So then when the shopkeeper saw the boy doing parikrama, he saw that this Guruvayur Krishna was also doing parikrama behind him. So then he was like, "What's happening here? Why is our Prabhu doing parikrama?" Then the Prabhu Krishna himself told the shopkeeper, "Whatever he would steal, he would offer to me. He would not eat anything himself. Therefore, since you have caught him in this act, I am also guilty 50%. Therefore, I am also doing parikrama now behind him this way." So this way we see that when these little children are offering with so much love and affection, Krishna and Mahaprabhu are bound to accept. They cannot reject. So Sir Raghunandan Thakur, while he was staying there in Srikhand, he performed so many leelas there. There is even Madhu Pushkarini, where Nityanand Prabhu, he asked for some honey and they got some water from there. And Nityanand Prabhu, being absorbed in that mood, he drank it as honey, thinking it was the Madhu. And then also there is this Akai Hat. We heard about this place many times. We even went with the Vaishnavas there actually. Some 7 or 8 years back when we were in Navadvip, we went to Ekachakra and Katwa and this place, Srikhanda also. We went there. Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, all their 3 temples are there. So there, Akai Hat, when Raghunandan Thakur, it is said Abhiram Thakur offered him obeisances and embraced him, seeing how dear he was to Mahaprabhu. And this way, when he was dancing his Nupur, it fell away far off at Akai Hat. And there to this day, that Mahotsav was being celebrated for 1 month in Madhu Mas, for 2 months. And this way, we hear that Raghunandan Thakur, he also conducted the Samadhi ceremony of Gadadhar Das Thakur, who was living in Katwa. We know that he was like very dear to Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So he performed this Samadhi ceremony. And also the Samadhi ceremony of Narhari Sarkar. When he entered into Nithyalila, he also performed the Samadhi ceremony there. And he had a son whose name was Kanai Thakur. So when his father departed, he performed the Samadhi ceremony for his father. And it is said that when Srinivas Acharya came to him, Raghunandan Thakur warned him. He said, "In the future, a very dangerous time is coming. You must be very careful. But I see that Mahaprabhu's mercy is fully upon you. So you don't have to worry." So he assured him this way. So this way, the Srikandavasis were so dear to Mahaprabhu, they would dance in one group on the side of Jagannath. And they would accompany Mahaprabhu in his kirtan. And Mahaprabhu would also have Raghunandan apply chandan and all the devotees before kirtan and even after kirtan, like to cool them down. So this way his glories are like, even Anantadev cannot describe his glories. They're so sublime. If you see the Sahasranam, the last one, such beautiful names, all related to the associates of Mahaprabhu only. Like Narahari Sarkar, Raghunandan Thakur, Mukunda Prabhu, everything only related to his associates. So we can see how dear they were to Mahaprabhu. They were like Mahaprabhu's life and soul. So today is also the Tiruvav Tithi of Sri Vamsidas Babaji. It is said that Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he was born in Mayaman Singh, which is present day Bangladesh. And then he started doing his bhajan in all the different places. And it is said that even he came to Navadvip and there he was doing his bhajan there. So his bhajan was like completely in Bhav Marg, not Archan Marg, completely in Bhav Marg. Means completely absorbed in this intimate service to Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. It is said that even his Gaur and Nithai were not even dressed properly. But still he served them with so much love and affection. This is called Vastu Vaishishta Anapekshani Ruchi. Anapekshani means there is no consideration of whether the deities are very nicely dressed or not, or if the temple is opulent or not. There is no consideration like that. But there's Vastu Vaishishta Apekshani Ruchi, there is consideration. Oh, is Thakurji dressed very nicely? This, that, are the lights very nice? But still for us sadhaks, we cannot jump to Vastu Vaishishta Anupekshani. We have to gradually follow. from Vastu Vashishta Apekshani, and gradually when one enters Bhavmarg, he goes into this Anupekshani Ruchi. So this way it is said that when Gaur Nithai, when he was offering his boga to Gaur Nithai, sometimes the cows would come and eat all the fruits. Sometimes some boys in the village, they would come and steal all the Mahaprasad away. So then his disciple would complain, saying, oh, why are you allowing all this? He said, a thief has given and a thief has taken away, he said. He said, Mahaprabhu has given and he has taken away, so how can I blame them, he said. And then once the brahmachari, he threw a stone at these little boys when they were stealing. And Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj said, you want to please me? He said, yes. Then never show your face again, he said. Go away from here, he said. He said, Damvasis are very dear to Mahaprabhu. Must never try to offend them in any way. He said, no, go away from here. So this way, sometimes it is said that when he was plucking flowers also, they pushed him away and he hurt his leg and he had a limp. And then he just said, oh, I was plucking flowers for Gaur and Nithai, and Gaur and Nithai cannot even protect me. And so he had like this transcendental quarrel with them. And then those boys who pushed him away, they were completely destroyed, because Mahaprabhu cannot tolerate anything being done. So this way, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, we've heard so many leelas about him. How sometimes he would offer fish bones and tea. Fish bones would be around his bhajan kutir. He would even offer tea prasad. Once Param Gurudev Narahari Sarkar and Narahari Prabhu, they went there. They saw that tea was being distributed, and then he was cheating everyone. But when they went inside, they saw Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj. He was glorifying Tulsi Devi, rolling on the ground, and then glorifying Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu. And then Param Gurudev, he told Narahari Prabhu that this is his real mercy, not that how he is cheating. So this way he would go everywhere. It is said that his parikrama has even been described in the Gaudiya magazine also. Because Prabhupada, he had so much love for him. It is said that when his disciples would go there to meet him, then Vamsidas Babaji would say, oh, the followers of a very dear Manjari or Srimati Radhika are coming to see me, he said. So he knew who Prabhupada was also. But Prabhupada, he warned his disciples also. He said, be careful. Because some of the things he's doing, you will not understand. You may commit offenses. So be very careful, they told him. Because sometimes he would do many things which are not exactly conventional. So this way it is said that when disciples of Prabhupada go to see him, he would cook Mahaprasad that he himself had cooked and he himself had offered, and he would give to them. And when they took that Mahaprasad, one of them even remarked that I've never eaten such delicious Mahaprasad in my entire life, because he's cooked with so much love and affection, he said. And then it is said that any place he would stay, he would consider that place to be Vamsivat, any tree. Any place, non-different from Vrindavan, non-different from Navadvip, any place. And then once they even invited him to the temple, but he could not come. And there anyhow, he spoke such nice katha to all of them. So this way it is said that he was very strict as well. If anyone would offer him money, he would just take that coins and throw it away, saying, don't give me your poison, he said. I don't want this poison to pollute me, he would say. So this way, sometimes it is said he would even offer hookah also to his deities. So no one could understand but what he was doing. So he was in that bhav mark. So today is also his Tirobhav Tithi. Param Gurudev had his darshan so many times. So many disciples of Prabhupada, they fondly recollected how he blessed all of them, how he increased their Guru Nishtha and Prabhupada. So his travels everywhere he went. And Vrindavan, Brajmandal, everywhere has been described in the Gaudiya magazine also. So even a very near and dear associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu, so I offer my obeisances at these two near and dear associates of Mahaprabhu, and I pray at the lotus feet that a drop of their nishtha in Mahaprabhu's seva can also appear in our hearts. Ancha kalpataru vesha kripasan mevcha vittanam pavanebhyo vishnebhyo namo namaha.
Salakaya Chaksurun Mritang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavanibhu वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः वदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरोत्तिषे नमः। जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाहुते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारण सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्व अभिष्ट प्रता गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजवासी भक्त वृंद की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती धारणी की जय। ब्रजदेवी गण की जय। जय चतुर्मास व्रत की जय। व्रत पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय। जय रघु वंशीवास बाबाजी महाराज रघुनंदन ठाकुर तिरुभाव तिथि महोत्सव की जय। तथा तिथि पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। This life is very good life. Why? Prabhupada Shastakur, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all Shastras giving instruction and order, telling, Mahater Kripa Bina Kono Karja Siddhi Noy, Krishna Bhakti Durahu Sansara Nahi Khoy. Any Mahat, God followers, God servant, God expansion representative, without their mercy, not possible crossing in Maya and serving as God. Remembering, also not memory, memorizing, not possible. Coming everything, useless, but not coming bhakta, bhakti, bhagavan. So anyhow, program running, all our good luck, hearing for, remembering for, respecting for, and then their glories with is all are will be glorified. Remembering glorified person, then will be glorified. You remembering this useless tamasi or rajasi or nonsense person, then all coming this energy will be nonsense. Not common sense then. All finish. Therefore this is good opportunity remembering for this Guru Varga. One time Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, he is telling all bhaktas, devotees, Vaishnava kripare swayata jahare, se se ishwar tattva janivare pare. Oh, Vaishnava's mercy, then it's possible he understanding God and God family. Without Vaishnava's mercy, nothing. So then bhaktas are devotees here, sometime going darshan for Jagannath Dhar Babaji Maharaj, sometime Gorkshudra Dhar Babaji Maharaj, sometime Vansudhar Babaji Maharaj, they are going. Other places also going. Many other Swarup Das Babaji, many bhakta devotees, they are near, they are going. Prabhupada sending them, and after their darshan, after coming, then Prabhupada also asking. Vansudhar Babaji Maharaj, near many bhakta devotees are coming darshan for, then Babaji Maharaj asking, oh, please, you bringing for me anything, giving me anything? You are came my near, so you are not giving me anything. Please, you give me something. They are very shy. They are thinking, Babaji Maharaj asking for money, rice and dal, chapati, yeah, cloth, any other things. But Babaji Maharaj, no need, he is not asking for this material, anything. Why he is naked, Babaji? He has nothing on the kopin and door, and no kamandulu also on the Goranitai. Or Goranitai for anybody, anything bringing, no bringing, he has no problem. But he is all time is in observant and involved with his seva. Now, somebody requesting, Babaji Maharaj, what do you need? So I need this, you sitting here, mine here, and you Chaitanya Charitamrita continue reading, and you giving me this nectar. I like to drinking this nectar and hearing these things. You are came, please you helping me, you bless, you give me some charity, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this nectar, you give me. Then you darshan, my life will be very great and grateful. I will be very pleased. Please, you giving? Then say, yes, I am asking Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada near, Prabhupada asking, oh, Babaji Maharaj, what say? Say, Babaji Maharaj is telling, he write, he is hearing, he has desire for hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sending some devotees, they are going and doing some kirtan and Narottam Thakur, and after they are speaking about this, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavatam. That time, Prabhupada says, yes, I am sending somebody's. Vaishnavas, how can heart is melting? How Vaishnava mercy you are collecting? No serving Vaishnavas? What they like? They no like money. They no like land and property. They no like house and building. No need anything. A bank of Ponga, jungle and garden, Tulsi garden, inside is staying rain, sun, on winter, summer, no problem. He is only with his Goranitai. Raining, then still Goranitai. Today is very good day. Oh, sky to all are his demigods are doing your obeisance. Also, with Charanamrita with his, I am also bathing. I am very happy. And Goranitai bathing and Charanamrita taking and drinking. Wow, today my good luck. Now, Prabhupada sending somebody, some bhakta devotees, mostly Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Maharaj, that time is his brahmachari. His name that time, very nice name. Ramananda Brahmachari. Then Ramananda Brahmachari and other two, three, very nice kirtaniya. Sridhar Maharaj, very nice kirtaniya. Other two, three brahmachari and with his gun, doing kirtan after starting Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now Babaji Maharaj only crying and weeping, rolling in ground. And Hagur, Hanitai, was only his ecstasy. They are surprised. Oh, nobody understanding Babaji Maharaj. Without this nectar, not drinking, they're not drinking other things. They're not Swarup not understanding. Vaishnava, Swarup, how you understanding? Vaishnava is discussing Harikatha and asking question. Yeah, Vaishnava near is offering Pushpanjali. His glory is not happy. Their like is all God glories, all nectar, that things they drink. This is their foods. Now, their morning to evening only speaking, sometimes singing Babaji Maharaj, sometimes sitting, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling, sometimes he is crying. And he is hearing, stopping, then very disturbed. Oh, please, don't chastise me, don't beat me, don't give me punishment. So what Babaji Maharaj, what you say? No, why are you stopping Harikatha? What are my faults? What I'm doing, did wrong? Please, don't stop. Don't stop. This is my big punishment. No, he gor, hanitai, no stopping this, your nectars. Giving, please, giving more, little bit. Oh, I am not qualified, I know. I am very useless person, but you kindly now arranging this Harikatha. Please, not stop this one. Oh, I will be die then. No need Maya catching me. Oh, Babaji Maharaj, they are more speaking, more singing. Also, their inside is big power come. Harikatha, Hari's glories, God glories, anybody distributor, anybody speaker, then God Shakti all coming. Now Babaji Maharaj, he liked these things. This world is Prabhupada Sri Thakur then writing one article. This world is nothing is this painful. Also Durbhikya. Everywhere less what? Only Harikatha, Harikirtan. Everything is full this world, but not Harikatha. Not Harikirtan. This is all making a dry and desert. All people unhappy. All people sad and mad and crazy. Why? They have no soul food, no nectar, no Harikatha. Haridas Madira Madadi Matta. Only Haridas is drinking. This is soul food. Other things not is soul food. This without Haridas, no need other things. Babaji Maharaj, day gone, night gone, morning. But Babaji Maharaj, no sleeping, no drinking, no going, also requesting. If they are stopping at a time, Babaji Maharaj ecstasy. Babaji Maharaj, what saying? Please, oh Gaur, oh, you kicking me, you smash me, no problem. But please, you forgive me, excuse me, you giving your nectar. After Babaji Maharaj, complete unconscious, no sense. Then they are starting kirtan. Long time they are doing kirtan, Babaji Maharaj, no sense come. Then they are thinking Babaji Maharaj is gone. Babaji Maharaj is not here, this world. Babaji Maharaj already passed. No, no departure. Then they are what doing? Some Ganga water, Tulasi with this, and Charanamrita giving a little bit Babaji Maharaj's mouth and sprinkling. Babaji Maharaj sitting and waking, say, oh, now Gaur very happy. Gaur Nite is also very happy today. They giving me on Charanamrita, they giving me Tulasi, they giving me Ganga water. Oh, now, okay, now you go, you are, after some time, you bringing lot of Saraswati near to treasure. Vashvanavi Daito Das, Gurukshadra Babaji Maharaj giving name, telling Vashvanavi Daito Das is sending me, my near, lot of his treasure. I like nice kirtan. Many people coming darshan for, but they are not doing kirtan. They are not speaking about Harikatha. They are not, they coming only for Maya. Therefore, Babaji Maharaj are doing outside his courtyard to outside, people distributing tea, coffee, and after many tobacco, ganja. And Babaji Maharaj ashram four side, everywhere fish bone. All other dirty things everywhere present. And people coming, they telling Babaji Prasadam, taking tea, coffee, and after eating this, all non-veg, this and that, but they are not in Babaji Maharaj near. Therefore, Shuddha Bhakta, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur writing, Shuddha Bhakta Charanarenu Bhajana Anukulo. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prem Latikara Mulo. Only Shuddha Bhakta Charanarenu. Who is Shuddha Bhakta? Vidya Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta is difference. Shuddha Bhakta, only they like Harikirtan, Harikatha, Harismaran, Hariseva. Without they have no other desire. They don't like any other things. And they are near you going, then desire increasing. Telling, Jahara Dekhile Mukhe Aise Krishnam, Tahara Janiya Tumi Bhagavat Pradhan. Oh, you looking, any Vaishnava going and meeting, then bhakti is, all limbs is following for desire increasing. But no desire and all stop and going wrong way, mind and nature, the understanding I am going is complete wrong way. No, there is any bhakta devotees. This is my faults. My guilt is no thinking. What thinking? Oh, Vaishnavas. No Vaishnava. But they are Vaishnava then? But I cannot like. I cannot respecting. I am not following their footstep. This is my faults and guilties. So Prabhupada Niharis came. Bhaktas are telling, like Babaji Maharaj all program. Then telling, look, you are going, obeying pranam. You are going distance to looking at him. But no understanding. He is, how is Mahabhagavat? Huh? They are not looking externally outside this rubbish and garbage. No meeting with anybody. Asasanga tyagai Vaishnavachar. This asasanga. Telling. Sangangana kurjaya pramudasu jatu. After telling this. Satsanga sevadi nirnam. Samte vasa chindanti manavesanga uktivi. All time sadhus, which is how can a meeting, crossing maya, going sadhus near, only one way. This, Harikirtan, Harikatha. So this, therefore Prabhupada sending. Gurushadra Babaji Maharaj is sending, then his, my Param Guru Dev not only, Bhakti Vilas Tirthamad Kunjabirari Vidyavasan Prabhu, and this Pranabhanda Brahmachari, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and Bhakti Ratna Thakur, Bhakti Ratna Thakur disciples, all going. Some devotees, Bhakti Ratna Thakur near going, asking, hearing Harikatha and serving. How serving? Harikatha you accepting, hearing, then following for, practicing for desire. This is called seva, real service. Otherwise, I am hearing many things. I am not practicing in my life, then Hari Guru Vaishnava never will be happy. This is our sadhana. I am hearing many things, but never I am trying to follow. Then how I, where is my sadhana? How can I am progressing? Then how Guru Vaishnava will be happy? Then Prabhupada telling, Babaji Maharaj, you are gone. Complete 24 hours is there. What is like? He is saying, Harikatha stopping, this is my punishment. This is too much punishment for me. Please, you not stop Harikatha. Harikatha durbhikha. This world is anywhere going, no Harikatha, no Harikirtan. See, this bank of Ganga, people is coming my near, but no Kirtan, no Harikatha. After Prabhupada, anybody sending, then nice glories, like Babaji Maharaj near going, Gurukshetra Babaji Maharaj. What he like? He is all time singing, Kothai go Premamayi, Radhe, Radhe. Ekbar, dekha diye pran rakho, Radhe, Radhe. So Radharani is all glories, is singing, praying, then Babaji Maharaj, very happy. He be giving a lot of less. Oh, you like my Ishwari, Brajeshwari? Who teach you? Who helping in you? Where from you come? Then, oh, you are came Bhakti Mohan Thakur near. Oh, you are came Bhaswaranubi Das near. So this is his identity, Vaishnavas. And Vaishnava is relation for closed, how can going? Therefore they like, they have love for these things. Other they have no other desire. Other things with this, they never happy. Babaji Maharaj near, many people coming and telling, Babaji Maharaj, I give you some blanket, cloth, this and that, yeah, some other food stuff, anything. Babaji Maharaj say, okay, you giving everybody everything, but not for me. This is for other people. You giving them, you giving charity, and after return, file coming your near. Lot of, with interest, coming your near. And you, life to life, this suffering and enjoying this proper duties. You like, you left everything, you come in here, sitting here, serving Gauranitai, but not possible. People know like these things. So Babaji Maharaj with his, our Prabhupada Sushthakur and his disciples has very good, respectful and loveful relation. Yeah. So today is disappearance day. Proper time, proper Swami Thakur, he is sending, only not thinking ki Gorakshanath Babaji Maharaj Samadhi is for thinking. Vansidhar Babaji Maharaj, now Samadhi not available. No, you going Navadvip Dham? No available. Why? Proper time, Prabhupada, Gorakshanath Babaji Maharaj Samadhi taking Mayapur. Prabhupada is desire. I am Vansidhar Babaji Maharaj Samadhi, they giving in bank of Ganga. The Ganga is breaking, Ganga flow coming, flood coming. Then Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada requesting. And many other persons near also praying, but they cannot allow. Why they have business? Anyway, Samadhi Mandir, a lot of pranami coming. People coming, giving dakshina to our family maintenance for no problem. Very easy. Once a time I am in Navadvip Dham, with me one sevak. This is sevak, Gurudev disciples, very nice. He say, oh, now Samadhi has very nice business. So telling you are will be die, so making many Samadhi, here and there, many in your part body cutting small small and making Samadhi, and pranami coming, I am drinking big glass juice and lassi, and all I am drinking and I am maintaining myself. Babaji, there how maintaining? Look, one Samadhi, how many pranami coming? People, so your Samadhi making many. And I say, yes, very good. The good business this. Yeah. Our lifetime like this, nature. Yeah. How is low nature? What is thinking all that? Vansidhar Babaji Maharaj Samadhi, Prabhupada try to protect him, but they cannot allow. Many smarto, other followers, they not allow. Therefore, Navadvip going, Jagannath Babaji Maharaj protect him, Samadhi. Yeah, Babaji, Gorakshanath Babaji Maharaj. Other, Bhaktun Thakur, also protected. But other things, everything is lost. Many. So, today also, Raghunandan Thakur disappears. So Raghunandan Thakur, one time Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu, for inviting Mukunda Dutta, his father. Then he is arranging nice prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, they are cooking on self, and Gopinath prasadam, inviting many huge Vaishnava, bhakta. Then Mahaprabhu gone looking, oh, very auspicious, delicious prasad. Good smell and very nice, delicious. Then Mahaprabhu sitting, they respecting and they giving prasadam, giving dakshina, running fan and many nice service. After next day, Raghunandan inviting Mahaprabhu. Then Raghunandan, what arranging? Lemon, neem leaves fry, ginger making piece, and after this, making neem leaves, tamarind leaves, chutney, and some yogurt, and little rice, and bas, only little dal, one sabji. No sweet, no other preparation, nothing. Mahaprabhu sitting, prasadam for looking, say, oh Raghunandan, you are in me, conquer me. You know my heart. Then Mahaprabhu, glorify and eating. Say, Mukunda Datta, then asking, Mukunda, Raghunandan your father, yeah, you Raghunandan father. Say, Krishna Bhakti, Janmamul, hoy jaha hoite. Krishna Bhakti appears my heart. Where to? Raghunandan to. Before I have no Bhakti. I don't know. But Raghunandan know everything. He has relation with God. Therefore, Mahaprabhu very happy. Say, look, how Raghunandan know my heart. He neem leaves fry, I'm very happy. He making tamarind leaves chutney, ginger, lemon, and this yogurt. Bah, I'm very happy. Very nice prasadam. Mahaprabhu, tasteful Mahaprabhu eating, this much eating. But that day Mahaprabhu smelling, something touching, and Mahaprabhu come. After some time, Abhiram Thakur is came. Abhiram Thakur say, where is Raghunandan? Say, Raghunandan mother and other family, they are afraid within Abhiram Thakur. Why Abhiram Thakur going? Nityanandur, 8th son is born, he's looking and all die. He is going many other places and looking, they are called Vaishnava, Tilak, Mala, everything. They're doing notonki, drama. Really no bhajan, no bhakti. He is going and looking, all head is exploding and finished, brushed, they die. Therefore, he is now sending message, news, I am coming, Raghunandan Darshanpur. Raghunandan Vaishnava telling everybody, God near and dear took, I am going, I am checking. Raghunandan mother taking Raghunandan, hiding, oh, many far away room locking, and outside many guard and all are, Raghunandan not giving darshan. Why? He will be die. At a time, Abhiram Thakur came, he moving, looking, no finding. After he is gone, little distance, Borodanga, like 4-5 kilometer distance. There he is starting dance and only chanting Raghunandan. Jai Raghunandana, Jai Gaurahari. Jai Nityananda, Jai Raghunandan. He is only singing about Raghunandan and dancing. And there, what happened? Little later looking, Raghunandan is there, is present within Abhiram Thakur the dancing. People is sending message. Oh, why Raghunandan within Abhiram Thakur? His mother is opening gate, looking, there are no Raghunandan. But how come out? How outcome? But Abhiram Thakur saying, I like your Shuddha Bhakta. And they are God, part and parcel, not God, God expansion, God representative. I am teaching them pure bhakti. And Shuddha Bhakti, how Shuddha Bhakti? Only Gaurulila time, Sankirtanam. And Sankirtan not like this, this turtles. Turtles is what doing? Not moving, no ecstasy, only sitting and sometimes eyes opening, sometimes legs, hand opening, other way one places like a stone piece. So now bhakta devotees are only not dancing, not only singing, they're like is no strength, no energy, like is only time pass here, yeah, big punishment, duty giving. But say no, Raghunandan, this is not good. All time. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita, Vaditra Madan Manas Rasena. Mahaprabhu, his college was telling, no dancing with his front of this Krishna, yeah, Mahaprabhu, front of not dancing, your anartha never going. All anartha stalking and not going out. You are dancing step by step, all anartha running, you will be free. Only you will be clean. No other way. And not dancing, then stalk. This only pillars. And then what body will be like is wood tree trunk. Not here and there moving also. They have earthquake coming, what doing? All taking out and throwing out. All are now like tree life. Two legs is now connected within roots. And root is going is downtown. Therefore, I can take out his legs, feet, no dancing. So, Abhiram Thakur, he is dancing 10 kilometer, 20 kilometer. His dancing time, his ankle bells, his feet to gone like 50 kilometer distance, Akai Hat, and then Nupur Kundo. His ankle bells too fallen down and making him Kundo, lake. How is the dancing? How is the ecstasy? Now, bhaktas are no dancing. They're telling is on earth or never going. They are sins not going, offense not going, they are prarabdha not going, only necessary. Then he is teaching. So, Lochandas Thakur writing Chaitanya Mangal, there, he is sitting there, Naraiswara Thakur disciple. He is Abhiram Thakur near, dear. And then he is looking, he is writing, how Raghunandan dancing? 1 month continue. This is called Madhu Madhav Mas. Gopinath going there, Borodanga. 1 month is this Basantaras. Nityanandu one time came, 1 month they are dancing. So Raghunandan and Abhiram Thakur continue to dance, all Vaishnava came. This Leela looking for. Their dancing time, sometimes flower is offering in sky too. Sometimes holy Leela, holy is color coming. Sometimes other raining, sometimes all green and good smell coming. Everything, this Bodanga, this Rasasthali, there is big nice kundo, lake, very nice. Then everything they are telling. And Raghunandan Thakur every year with his Narada Sarkar Thakur, this Chiranjeev Sen, this Sulachan Thakur, and this Govinda Kobiraj, Ramchandra Kobiraj, and this Acharya Srinivas. Everybody with his good relation. Why? After Mahaprabhu disappears, everybody respecting Raghunandan Thakur, Mahaprabhu representative. Why anybody came Mahaprabhu, Raghunandan Thakur near, Raghunandan Thakur like, same as it is Mahaprabhu, giving everybody's bless. And everybody forgiving. Everybody's all excuse, and after he's not teasing, not give punishment, not insulting, all purifying. So Mahaprabhu's all power is three personalities near. One side Jiva Goswami, one side Raghunandan Thakur, other side Kobi Kondapur Goswami is near. Mahaprabhu is all every treasure is giving them. Therefore, today's Raghunandan Thakur disappears day. But his Narayeshwar Thakur, he is serving. After Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan, he is serving. But Rajatatra time, Mahaprabhu present, he is coming and continue Gundicha Mandir Marjan. That time also he is kirtan and dancing. Rajatatra time, he is dancing. Also, Sikhanda, Jajigram, Katwa, Daihat, Agradeep, all places, until Nityanandaprabhu appears place, Bakrishar, there too, front of this Birchandrapur, Akchakra, Abriya Raghunandan Thakur, arranging big, big program and festival. Mahaprabhu's time, also after Mahaprabhu, Antardhyan Lila, he is arranging. All Vaishnavas, he is including, collecting and making good unity. And everybody, anything he's starting doing, they are calling Raghunandan Thakur. Until his life is long, Narottam Thakur, Acharya Srinivas, they are also all are Narottam Thakur, Raghunandan Thakur blessed with this, they starting on Bhakti's all program. Birhambir came, his darshan for Raghunandan Thakur, long time his life, and he's staying and giving bless for us. Now also he's present. Therefore, our good luck, good fortune, continue remembering this Guru Vaishnavas, all program following. This is our spiritual program and spiritual all energy. So today praying, Raghunandan Thakur near and Vansheshwar Babaji Maharaj and his Parikar, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari.